One of the themes of Rosh Hashanah, one of the big three themes actually that Musaf is centered around, is Zichronos. We daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us. In fact, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesayin tells us, Lama Token B'Shofar Shal Ayil, why do we use a ram's horn? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiku Lefanai B'Shofar Shal Ayil, Kedei She'ezkor Lechem HaKedis Yitzchak Ben Avraham. That you should use the Shofar Shal Ayil so that I will recall Pashtus, that I will remember the Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. So this emphasis on remembering, it's a little bit of a troubling emphasis because we're not talking about a person over here. We're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Ein Shicha Lefnei Chisech V'Odecha Ve'Ein Nistar Mineged Einecha. There is no forgetting by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing anything but remembering. So what does it mean that we're encouraging Hashem to remember? We're asking Hashem to remember? No, I one of my Talmidim once asked me in the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim that we say, why is it that we consider MS a Midas Harachamim? For most of us, MS would be very, very difficult to stand up to. It would be a very difficult thing to actually face if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us stand up to what we really, in a world of MS, deserve. We certainly don't want to face the consequences of absolute emes. But l'chora, the same could be asked of Zichronos. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember. We might be better off asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forget. Ribono Shel Olam, all those things that I've done, all those things that for which I'm being judged right now, maybe let's forget about some of those things. This emphasis on Zichronos is somewhat difficult to understand. I saw in his Drush Sefer, Rav Amital Zichrono Levracha, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Har Etzion in Gush, suggests that, I assume he means Al Derech Drush, that an additional level of interpretation of Zichronos is not just that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember, but we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to recognize when we remember ourselves, when we remember who we are, when we remember what our purpose on earth is, when we are actually true to our neshamos, to what we're really supposed to be, what we're really supposed to represent. We emphasize the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah in so many different ways, but the key mitzvah sayom, the shofar, is the symbol of the Akedah. And one of the key words of the Maisa HaAkedah is Hineni. It's a declaration, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm at your service. Hashem calls out to Avram. Avram answers, Hineni. I'm here, I'm ready to serve, I'm ready to do this act that's considered to be one of the great heroic acts in the history of the Jewish people that serves as a zechus for us even to this day. It starts with a declaration of, I know who I am, I know what I'm put on this earth to do, and even if it involves great self-sacrifice, I am ready to do it. Malach calls out Avraham, Avram. The Medrash says, why does he say his name twice? Because the Malach was able to see the potential of Avram Avinu up in Shemayim, and he was able to see Avram down here. And he looked at the Avram down here and the Avram up in Shemayim, and they matched. And that's so rare, that the way a person actually lives his life, the way it actually plays out in reality, matches what his real potential is. And the Malach is looking at that, and that's amazing. Avram Avinu had achieved at that moment, at the moment of Hineni, he achieves self-actualization. He achieves his purpose on earth. On the very first Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls to Adam Rishon, Ayeka, but he couldn't say Hineni. He had lost his way, so he went into hiding. Our avodah on Rosh Hashanah is to be able to say Hineni, to be able to remember what life is all about. There's a Gemara that says that Hay Alma Kebe Hilula Damya, that this world is like a wedding. So there's a lot of different interpretations of what that means. In what way is this world like a wedding? Rav Asher Weiss once said, if you ever go to a wedding, let's say a wedding is called for 6 o'clock. If you ever go at 6 o'clock, who's there at the wedding when you go at 6 o'clock? Just the Chas and Kala and their immediate families. Nobody else. And when at the end of the last Shavuot Brachos, who's there? The Chas and Kala and their immediate families. Nobody else. So says Rav Asher Weiss, Hay Alma Kebe Hilula Damya means that this world is like a wedding, that there will be a lot of people that come in and out of your life, but the people that are going to be there with you at the beginning and the people that are going to be there with you at the end are your family. But maybe an additional interpretation I heard from someone else of Hay Alma Kebe Hilula Damya is that, at a wedding, the way they set the table with the napkins and the napkin rings and the flowers and everything is done just so perfect. Everything is, there's so much attention to detail, to make it look just perfect. You ever been there at the end of the wedding when they're cleaning up? what are they, all the napkins, the tablecloths, they're throwing them around, they're all over the floor, everything's a total mess. And maybe Hayal Mekabei Luladamya refers to the fact that very often we get bogged down in the details. We get caught up in things that aren't really that important. What's important about a wedding is that a couple is getting married, that they're going to go home that night and they're going to be married, they'll be ready to start a Jewish family. That's what's important about a wedding. And very often we get just so caught up in the details that we forget what's important. And we think that these details, that these little silliness, you know, these ultimately unimportant things, we give them chashivus. The sense of hineni is a sense of not getting caught up in all the things that we ascribe importance to, that we assume take on an important role in our lives, even though there is no explanation as to why they should take an important role in our lives. You know, the best mashal is sports in this country, professional sports in the United States of America. There are people that live and die with their sports teams. Can you explain logically why it should make an ounce of difference to any normal adult that someone hit a basket or that someone scored a touchdown or that someone... It doesn't make any logical sense. Entertainment, fine. But people, mamish, live and die with their sports teams. It's getting caught up in something that's a minor detail, a minor distraction in life, and making it an ikur. The sense of hineni that we're supposed to sense on Rosh Hashanah is that we know who we are, we know what we're here for, we're here to accomplish a job, we're here for Avodas Hashem. And maybe that's why there's a tremendous focus on mothers on Rosh Hashanah. In the davening, the laning, the haftaros, we talk about Sarah and Chana and the mother of Sisra, that's how we get the mea kolos. Maybe that serves to highlight the point that we have to return to who we really are. Because no matter what a man accomplishes in life, no matter what he does, no matter where he goes, he's always going to be his mother's little boy. He's never to his mother, he's always just her little boy. He's always just the same son that she always had. So that's what keeps him grounded. It's that sense of going back to your roots, appreciating who you really are, and what's just dressing on your actual personality, on your actual persona. In Maseches Machos, we're told, Shalu Talmidav Rabbi Eliezer, Talmidim Master Rabbi Eliezer, Ketzad Din HaKever. How does it work? How's the din after 120? Amar Lahen Kivin Shniftar Adam Min HaOlam Ba Malach HaMaves V'Yashav Lo Al Kivro Makal Sobiyado. Person is dies, the Malach HaMaves comes, sits by his kever and starts beating him. Amar Lo Hagidili Ma Shimcha. And the Malach HaMaves starts saying to him, tell me, what's your name? Amar lo galiv yadua shmi lifnei misha amar v'haya olam. She'eini yodeya ma shmi. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must know my name because I don't know my name. Bo'os Hashem machnis rucho nishmasa b'kufo ma'amido mashiva b'din. That's when he has to finally stand judgment. Meaning, what's the message of the Maseches Machos? It's telling us that we don't remember who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the picture of the neshama that he put down here and what it was supposed to accomplish. But we tend to forget who we are. We can't even recall our names. L'achar me'ev esrim, you know, there's a minhag that many people have that they add in psukim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei relating to the first and last letters of their names. Why did they do that? So it's somewhat dubious sources for the minhag, but the idea of the minhag is that l'achar me'ev esrim, we're going to go up, we'll be able to remember our names by use of that mnemonic of those psukim. At least we'll be able to remember our names. And maybe the idea is that if we associate our names with psukim, we associate our names with Torah, we associate our names with what is essentially Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the names of Hashem, and we associate ourselves with that, then ultimately we will be ready to stand in din. And some of the halachos of Shofar probably allude to this theme also. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin tells us, Nasan Shofar B'toch Shofar. Yeah, I still haven't seen a shofar big enough or small enough to make this work, but imagine you put one shofar inside of another shofar. Im kol pnimi shama, yatsa. Vim kol chitzon shama, lo yatsa. If you hear the inner voice, you're yotze. The sound of the inner shofar, you're yotze. But if what you hear is the outer voice, you're not Yotzei. There's a minhag amongst Bali Drush to darshan the halachos of shofar. The drusha screams out at you in this particular passage that when is a person Yotzei the kol shofar? When the kol shofar represents the true inner voice, not when it represents the bravado and the dressing that presents itself as who this person really is, when it's not really at all a reflection of who the person is. It's not his Facebook personality or his Twitter personality. It's who he is. That's what he's Yotze with. He's Yotze with what he really is all about. In fact, the Gemara goes on to say, Tzipohu Zahav, if you line the shofar with gold, mi bifnim pasul, if you line it with gold on the inside, automatically pasul. Mi bachutz, if you line the shofar with gold on the outside, you want to have this beautiful shofar. Im nishtana kolo mikmo shahaya pasul, vimlav kasher. It depends. Does it change the voice? Does it change the sound that emanates from the shofar? If the gold changes the sound that emanates from the shofar, it's pasul. If the gold does not change the sound that emanates from the shofar, it's kasher. Again, using the minhag of Bali Drush to darshan the halachos of shofar, the drusha screams out at us again. If the gold is on the inside, the gold, the material wealth, is how a person defines himself on the inside, that's pasul. That's not okay. A person on the inside has to be grounded. Person on the inside has to be someone whose focus is Avodas Hashem. Now, it could be that people become wealthy. There's nothing wrong. There are people who can become very wealthy and do quite well in Ruchnius. But if there's gold on the outside, as long as it doesn't change the inner voice, as long as it doesn't change what that kol pnimi really is. So what is that kol pnimi? So I would just suggest that obviously for each of us it's a personal kol pnimi, but on Rosh Hashanah it's more than that. On Rosh Hashanah we are standing together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and the kol pnimi has to come with that recognition that I am not just me. I am me as a representative and as a member of a larger group of people who are a holy people, who have a heritage, who have a tradition, who have a destiny, who care for each other, who love each other. That's part of who we are. If our kol pnimi only includes ourselves, and our kol pnimi doesn't include a sense of responsibility for Klal Yisrael, then there's a flawed kol pnimi. There's a problem with our inner voice. You know, even though the Mishnah Berurah recommends getting an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah as a great zuchus to have on the Yom HaDin, that a person gets an aliyah on the Torah, it's said that Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zichrono Livracha, would not take an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah because he just couldn't bear it. He couldn't bear hearing Ya'amod Elchanan Bunun ben Rav Naftali Benish. He couldn't hear his name be called out as an individual on Rosh Hashanah. Too scary for him, because we can't stand alone on Rosh Hashanah. We can only stand when we are with everybody else, when we're with the Jewish people. The Zohar says about the Isha Shunamis, Bo re'ei b'shar shedin shari ba'olam, lo yirtza adam sheyaskiru ha'shemo. When there's din in this world, and there's no greater day of din than the Yom HaDin, a person doesn't want his name to be mentioned. Mishum shem yaskiru ha'shemo yaskiru chavosav, when one's name is mentioned, his chovos are going to be mentioned, and they're going to look more carefully at his actions. Minolan, where do we learn this from? Mishunamis, from the Isha Shunamis. Sha'oso yom ha'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. It happened to have been Rosh Hashanah. U'boa kodesh baruch hu danes ha'olam. And that's the day God judges the world. V'kach amar Elisha. So Elisha said to her, Hayesh ledaber lecha el ha'melech. Who's he talking about? Hamelech. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenikra Melech. Talking about Hashem, who's a Melech. Melech HaKadosh. Melech HaMishpat. Vatomer B'toch Ami Anochi Yosheves. And she says, no, thank you. I would rather be B'toch Ami. I would rather be blended in with the rest of the nation. Lo rotzo sheyaskiru osi v'yashkichu bi, elo B'toch Ami. I'd rather not be mentioned separately. I want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Someone who's part of Klal Yisrael stands the best chance for success in Din on Rosh Hashanah. The Levush quotes a Gemara that Kol Yisrael Yotzin B'Shofar Echad. Now there's a problem because there's no such Gemara, but he quotes apparently a passage that Kol Yisrael Yotzin B'Shofar Echad. There is a Gemara that says Kol Yisrael Yotzin B'Sukkah Achas, that all of Kol Yisrael could be Yotzei with one Sukkah. We don't have such a thing about Shofar, but maybe the idea of this phantom Maimur Chazal is that the Levush at least quotes, is that Kol Yisrael Yotzin B'Shofar Echad, that the only way Kol Yisrael is Yotzei Shofar is if we view it as all of us have the same Shofar, is we view it as all of us have that same Kol Panimi. We have that same sense of responsibility for each other, same sense of concern for each other. I can't tell you how many times over the last week or two it's been brought to my attention different squabbles and fights within families and among friends and people who aren't talking to each other. And all of these people that I know to be good people, that I know to be decent people, that I know to be Ovdei Hashem, learned people, are going to go into Rosh Hashanah and they're going to go in knowing that there are people on this earth, there are Jews in this world that they don't talk to, there are Jews in this world that they are in a fight with, that don't talk to them, and they're going in expecting success on Rosh Hashanah. And it is beyond me how one can expect success in Rosh Hashanah if one does not make an effort to repair these relationships. It's only when we come together. It's that zuchus, that's our greatest. That's our greatest weapon. That's the best thing we've got in our arsenal, is our achdus. And if we can't muster that before Rosh Hashanah, how can we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to muster rachamei shamayim, to give us rachamim, if he sees that that we can't even show a sense of rachmanus? You know, there's imagine a parent has two children that are always fighting. I know, hard to imagine, right? But the parents sometimes have kids that are always fighting with each other. They're always, making fun of each other, and nas dvarim, and beating each other up, and all sorts of terrible things. And one day, the older kid starts beating up the younger kid. And the younger kid comes to the parent and says, wait, don't do anything to him. He's had a rough day. I saw in school, he was in the principal's office. He's just taking it out on me, but he had a rough day. How does the parent feel about that younger child when the younger child says something like that? What does the parent want to do to that younger child? He wants to hug him and kiss him and say what a tzaddik he is, and he's gonna tell all of his friends around the Shabbos table, he's gonna tweet it and Facebook it, look what a tzaddik I have for a child. If there's a way to be ma'orer rachamei shamayim, it's even if you're 100% right, even if whoever it is that you're having a dispute with is 100% wrong, because they always are, We're always 100% right. But even so, to be ma'orer rachamei shamayim, we need to be ma'orer the rachamim within us. We need to remember that we have an inner voice, but that inner voice is a singular voice. And if we don't have that singular voice of Klal Yisrael, then we're not quite ready for the Yom HaDin.